Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Tom Leffler joins us here this afternoon. And, of course, Tom, markets have been closed today because of the Martin Luther King holiday. Things pick up this evening and tomorrow. So what are you looking forward to when the action gets going again here today?
Well, it's hard to outguess what's going to happen down the road here. But as far as our cattle complex, we saw big downside on Friday when the live cattle and feeder cattle futures reopened on Tuesday morning at 9:05. We will have expanded trading limits. Live cattle will be $4.50. Feeder cattle $6.75 due to the fact them closing limit down on Friday. Both the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures back on Friday traded into those large open chart gaps that were left in the December time frame. Cash cattle traded last week at mostly 134, and Friday this week is our monthly cattle on feed and monthly cold storage reports, which the trade will be looking to see if it gives us any new price direction.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, Tom, I guess I'll just toss the same question out to you for the grains. What are you looking for when these grains get back to business here?
Well, don't look for anything spectacular. We've not really seen a lot of anything spectacular take place since we saw the USDA reports back on last Tuesday. Now, we will see no trading today in our grain and our soybean complexes as they are closed for the holiday. Trading will resume this evening at 7 p.m. That will start off the Tuesday session. Now, over the weekend, there was no fresh market moving news to sway prices one way or the other. And overall, the South American weather has been crop friendly down there, and harvesting of the soybeans has started in the northern regions of Brazil. And as I said, we will reopen at 7 p.m. this evening.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.